Colby Newman, a forecaster with the National Weather Service office in Portland, Oregon.
Thank you, Colby. Got you loud and clear. Appreciate you helping me out and working hard this Sunday afternoon on Labor Day weekend. And we got a pretty serious weather alert to let folks know about. What's the latest you can tell us about this red flag warning issued for the metro area?
Yeah, so for this red flag warning that's upcoming, we're expecting, I guess, over the next 24 hours, it's still going to be warm, just on the warm side for this time of the year. But then things are really going to change sort of late Monday afternoon, Monday evening, and people are going to notice all of a sudden it becoming pretty windy quickly. And then with that wind, we're going to see relative humidities lower. And basically that combination will produce really extreme fire weather conditions. And so that if a fire were to start, it could spread very, very rapidly and be a problem for a lot of people. With the high fire danger and even extreme fire danger, you know, really it is, if at all possible, avoid any burning outside for the next couple of days, because even if a fire gets out of hand right now a little bit, it will take off Monday evening, Monday night into Tuesday. And, you know, it's probably really best for people to avoid campfires and, you know, out in the woods, really paying attention to even simple things like making sure that if you park in grass, that you don't park in grass if you can, or at least grass that's dry and sort of can touch up against the exhaust system of your car, because even things like that can initiate fires. So it's one of those things where this event is something that this time of the year we can go 30, 40 years without seeing this kind of wind with this low of relative humidity. And so it's something that, you know, we just hopefully no fire start and people will just notice that it's going to be really warm and windy and probably people's lips are going to get chapped. And that's the worst of it. But if a fire does start, it will spread very, very rapidly.
And yeah, that's really what caught my attention from the headline of the alert that was sent out from the National Weather Service in Portland about the red flag warning, that it's a potentially historic event. And you said it there, Colby, we don't typically see something like this, you say, and comes around maybe once every few decades. Is that's what you're saying?
Yeah, this is something that comes around once every, several decades or more this time of the year. So it's maybe something that we could have these kinds of winds in November or December, but by that point, it's usually not that important because it's been wet. And so from a fire danger standpoint, it's not a problem. But right now we are dry. A lot of the trees and the grass out there and the bushes, they've been a lot of times this time of the year, they're pretty stressed because they haven't had a lot of rain for a couple of months or a lot of water in the soil. That's sort of mostly gone at this point. And so those fuels basically are really ready and sort of ripe to burn, and then they're going to become even drier with this really dry, windy air mass moving in. And so that'll just sort of push them to levels that are, you know, something that we usually don't see in most years.
Sounds great, Colby. Always appreciate your time and your help. You know, and unfortunately, here we are working on Sunday afternoon on Labor Day weekend, but it sounds like, you know, right now is so crucial to get this important message out to folks, and I appreciate you taking the time and helping me do it right now, that, folks need to be extra cautious right now with their fire safeties and barbecues and anything.
Yep.
That's got flame. I think we got pretty much everything covered, Colby. I can't think of anything else but to ask. That was all I was going to ask. Is there anything I'm forgetting to ask that you'd want to wrap up with or tell folks?
Well, I will say just within the Portland metro area too, we're going to be looking at wind gusts, I think, pretty easily into that 40 to 45 mile an hour range. And there is definitely a chance that we could see gusts of 50 or 55 miles an hour. And winds that strong, especially with the deciduous trees still having leaves on them, you know, could certainly bring down tree branches and even full-size, trees in spots. And so, you know, people should really, you know, if when the winds are peaking, especially Monday night, avoid standing underneath big trees if they can help it, and certainly be prepared that there could be some power outages just across the metro area.